Sarah Sherpa and Andre Matos from a distance from the city Nightbirds. This is a quote that I got from my friend Rebecca Asaf Fruit. It's translated from the Hebrew, so I'm not sure how good the translation is, but it sounds pretty interesting. I'll just share it with you. The Bible teacher is actually a commando warrior, and the kindergarten teacher is an intelligence officer, after all. No one knew that the pampered high-tech neighbor was an armored MP and didn't notice that the contractor with a funny hat building across the house, across the street, was a fighter pilot. When the lawyer stabbed from the apartment upstairs grinds shifts as a kambatsi in legend, and the funny grocery clerk is a sniper who is currently lying on some half-ruined roof in Gaza, it is said that the bank's tough branch manager is the deputy battalion commander in the front command of the Dead Sea Hotels, and the smiling bus driver commands a cannon battery in the north, and the sweet interior designer is a paramedic in the IOS. Legend has it that the physics nerd student is actually from the cruise ship who does imaginary operations no one knows where, or he's even in the chief of staff. They look like people from a settlement with normal clothes, normal work, and normal life, but it's all a cover story. Oh, what just happened? Oh, my silly phone. How do I get back to the text now? It just jumped on me. Oh. Okay, so... Oh, I don't know how to do... Here we go. All right, wait, there it is. Oh, come on, you silly thing. I've got this Superman look. Oh, maybe I can do it that way. Okay. So, but it's all a cover story, because when suddenly you need it, they open some hidden closet, an unknown drawer or crate under the bed, and take out the magic cloak of the reserves and set out to save the world. We look normal, but really, really, we are a country of superheroes. That's wonderful. I love it. Thanks so much, Rebecca, for sending that. It's a great picture of somebody peeling open their outfit and a super, super thing underneath. Wonderful. All right. So... the amazing Leslie Gardone. Truth to Power. Yep, it's not an easy thing. This is, as I said, I found a box of CDs that I had packed away when I moved, and I hadn't unpacked them yet. So I'm discovering some of these. This is solo piano. He's brilliant. He's absolutely brilliant. So, let me see. It's WMFO Medford, and we are live at the Tufts University. This is the Voicemobile, and I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. Okay, so babies were born to be breastfed. It's the best possible source of nutrition for newborn babies. Recent studies show you can lower your child's risk for respiratory illnesses and even hospitalizations for illnesses like pneumonia by breastfeeding exclusively for 6 months. Among the many other benefits, breastfeeding nurtures the mother-baby bond, is environmentally friendly, cost-effective, and can help prevent postpartum depression. For more information, talk to your healthcare provider. Public service message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right. Now, it's made, there are a lot of more places where it's okay to do this. It used to be, well, years ago, it used to be like the norm. And then it got to be like, ooh, no, you shouldn't do that in public. And so, you know, there are places where it's okay and safe, you know, for moms to do that. And that's a good thing. So, as I said, during times of trouble, one of the things that we do, we have a regular practice, is of reciting Psalms or Tehillim attributed to King David. And so let me do one for you now. This is Psalm 120. I'll read English first, and then I'll read the Hebrew. A Song of Ascents to Hashem. No, that's 120. Actually, I think I wanted to do 121. Let's do 121. A Song to the Ascents. I raise my eyes upon the mountains. From whence will come my help? My help is from Hashem, maker of heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to falter. Your guardian will not slumber. Behold, he neither slumbers nor sleeps, the guardian of Israel. Hashem is your guardian. Hashem is your shade at your right hand. By day the sun will not harm you, nor the moon by night. Hashem will protect you from every evil. He will guard your soul. Hashem will guard your departure and your arrival from this time and forever. Shir lamalos asayinai el haharim, me'ayin yavo ezri me'im adonai oseh shamayim va'aretz, al yiten lamot rak lecha, ayanum shomerecha, hine lo yanum velo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzilecha, yad yiminecha, yoman hashemesh lo yikaka, v'yareach ba'alayla, Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha, Adonai yishmor tzeisecha v'echa me'ata v'yad olam. There's also a beautiful prayer that we say after reading the Torah during the weekday. It's Achenu. It goes like this. Achenu kol beis Yisrael anesunim b'tzara b'tzara u'b'shivya ha'omadim ben v'ayom uven bayabasha hamakom yirachem yirachem aleihem v'yotzie mitzora livacha me'afel al yora mishibur l'gol ashta Bagala Uvismankarim. My brothers and sisters, the whole house of Israel who are in distress and captivity, who wander over sea and over land, may God have mercy on them. Bring them from distress to comfort, from darkness to light, from slavery to redemption, now, swiftly and soon. And let us say, Amen. Share a little tiny bit from this holy brother, inspiring stories and enchanted tales about Rabbi Shlomo Carlebach by Yitta Halberstam Mandelbaum. I was walking down Broadway and 80th Street one day when I noticed in the distance an unruly throng of street people congregated on the corner of 79th. They seemed to be excitedly clamoring for something from a man poised in the middle of the group. I wondered what was going on and moved closer for a better look. It was then that I realized that the man in the center of this vortex was none other than Shlomo Carlebach, who was distributing $10 bills to each of the homeless men, together with a smile, a hug, and a kiss. There must have been close to 24 men assembled there at that time, because I had often heard about Shlomo's celebrated generosity towards the homeless, but had never witnessed it myself. I stood transfixed by the scene taking place several feet away from me. When Shlomo had depleted his supply of bills, one man was left who had not received his share of the bounty. The man looked imploringly at Shlomo and cried out in a beseeching voice, "Please, Rabbi, don't forget about me, man." Shlomo had probably thought all the men had been taken care of, because his face assumed a distressed look when he realized that one had been omitted. He began checking all his pockets, fishing tremendous amounts of paraphernalia and of out of his pockets, keys, cards, torn scraps of paper, but no money. Suddenly he spied me observing him from afar, and his expression cleared in vast relief. "Holy brother Mendel," he yelled jubilantly, waving me towards him. "Mamash, it's a gewalt to see you. You came just in time. Can I borrow $10, please?" How typically Shlomo. How typically Shlomo. All right, I'll play something from Shlomo in just a bit, but I have something else all ready to go. So let's see. Well, let's see. Maybe. I do have some Shlomo. It's not queued up yet, but we can get it queued up, I think. It might just take a minute. Let's do... Okay, this is an Israeli melody featuring Am Yisrael, Israel Betach, the Ha'er Enenu. Israel, Israel, Israel,
Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael Chai. Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael Chai. Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael Chai. Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael Chai. Yor Avinu Chai, Yor Avinu Chai. Israel betar bashem ezram ezram u meginam hu Israel 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 betar bashem Israel 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 ezram u meginam hu Israel 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 betar bashem Ezram, Ezram, hu meginam hu. Israel, Israel, betar bashem. Ezram, Ezram, hu meginam hu. Israel, 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 betar bashem. Israel, 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 ezram hu meginam hu. Israel, Israel, Israel.
Shelley, Leona. Ladies and gentlemen, John Mellencamp with special guest Al Kooper.
Dressed so fine, threw the bones of dime in your prime, didn't you? People cause they die, you're bound to fall. You thought that they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging for your next career.
Thank you.
Temple Steep. All the pretty people, they'll think of drinking, but they gotta make exchanging all precious gifts. You better take that diamond ring. You better pawn it, baby. Used to be so amused with the pulling rags and all the clever language that he used. Go ahead now, he calls you out. You can't refuse. Now that you realize you got nothing to lose. You're invisible now. You got no secrets to conceal. Well, how does it feel? How does it feel to be on your own with no direction home in a complete
we'll be right back.
Wonderful. That was really fun. Okay, Bob Dylan, Roger McGuinn, Tom Petty, Neil Young. Let's see, I got Tom Petty down there twice. Okay. George Harrison, Knocking on Heaven's Door from Bob Dylan, the 30th anniversary celebration. And before that, we heard John Mellencamp and Tina Turner. Wasn't that amazing? Like a Rolling Stone from that same wonderful double CD set. Okay, Michael Hanitz, Interlude from Seven Shades of Violet, Ribera Lost on Ridgeway Records, Shlomo Carlbach before that, The Israel Melody, I think that's where we are. So, got a few more minutes left, and we're going to keep going here with some music from Shlomo Katz.
Kodi boy in oilam be odemaya antu malka melech malchaya oi vad gedun teich be zimaya shpan kadama reachavaya
Drums, take it over.
היה ביום הוא יתקע בשופר גדול והיה ביום ההוא יתקע בשופר גדול יתקע בשופר גדול
הרי
Harry Angus.
That was Shlomo Katz. I remember I told you a story early in the beginning about how he was going to a celebration for a birthday for a rabbi. He was driving and then he heard this horrible, you know, there were sounds like rockets going off, so he got out of his car because there was nowhere really to hide, and this huge, huge sound behind him. He said the loudest thing he's ever heard, and he, you know, and then there was another sound in front of him. So with the Iron Dome, if it's out in the field, they don't really do it because it costs a lot of shekels to, you know, to have that Iron Dome shoot them down. But the next one in front of him, they did explode, and then he managed to get into his car and get the heck out of there. So that was really scary, very, very close. So that's Shlomo Katz that I was talking about. All right, we've got a few more minutes here. We'll have something from Ben Zion Solomon.
Amar Hashem le'Yakov, al tira avdi Yakov. Amar Hashem le'Yakov, al tira avdi Yakov. Tzavei, tzavei, Yeshuos Yakov. Tzavei, tzavei. Yeshua is Yaakov. Hashem leYakov, Al tira avdi Yakov. Amar Hashem leYakov, Al tira avdi Yakov.
Close out with Aryeh Hurwitz, song Mishaberach. Rabbi Eskorn wrote the lyrics, and the music is by Seitler. I think Seitler. So have a lovely evening, and okay. So we want to. This thing is jumpy. All right.
Amar HaKadosh